Thank you, Excellency, for giving me the floor. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I'm pleased to be able to present the main findings of the 9th multi-year expert meeting on services, trade, and development. This is a meeting that took place between the 4th and 6th of July. The theme of the MIEM, as it is known here, was on the evolving landscape of digital trade and services. It is part of the MIEM series that addressed the role of services, trade, and economic diversification and structural transformations, which is one of the key areas highlighted in the Bridgetown Covenant, which many of us here have painstakingly negotiated. The MIEM provided a platform to exchange views and share experiences on the impact of digitalization on services trade and discussed its implications for economic diversification. It was evident that digitalization has provided an enormous boost to a wide range of service sectors and improved the tradability of services. Tradability, in turn, offers new opportunities for businesses in developing countries to reach global markets at lower costs and faster speed. As well, it provides developing countries with new venues for participation in global value chains. Extant evidence suggests that some countries have indeed successfully leveraged these opportunities for economic diversification. At the same time, however, a substantial number of developing countries, and especially their micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, have yet to fully capture the gains arising from these opportunities. There was concern that digitalization could further heighten existing inequalities both within and between countries. It is also increasingly evident that the digitalization of services poses numerous challenges, policy, legal, regulatory, and indeed even ethical ones. To address and meet these challenges requires policies to improve digital infrastructure and skills, appropriate regulatory framework. It also requires the digital transformation of MESMEs. International and multi-stakeholder cooperation are also required. Participants underscored the need for the sharing of good regulatory practice examples from countries that have been successful in leveraging the opportunities of digitalization. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, during the MIEM, experts pointed to data as an area where significant gaps hinder effective policymaking. Many issues were raised. Allow me to highlight three important ones. First, service trade tends to be undermeasured. This is especially the case in developing countries that face capacity and institutional constraints. Second, where data does exist, they are underutilized by policymakers. An example of this would be value-added tax data, which obviously is an important source of information on inter-firm dynamics, which could potentially inform services trade policy. Third, there is often a disconnect between those who produce data and those who use them. It is in this context that the MIEM proposed to establish an informal, open-ended, and time-bound working group on data for services, trade, and development policies. The proposal was largely informed by two considerations. First, to connect producers and users of data and provide a platform for them to discuss needs, identify gaps, and share information on tools and resources. Second, to identify the kinds of data required to better understand the impact of services trade policy on firm-level performance. This could serve to connect producers and users of data, which needs to discuss their needs and gaps and identify funding and potential support for developing countries. I understand that work is underway within the Secretariat to prepare the first meeting of this informal working group in the first quarter of 2023. They will issue shortly a note verbal for nomination and expression of interest. In closing, I wish to express my appreciation for this opportunity to share some thoughts, some of the highlights of a very productive MIEM, and also would like to thank the stellar work of Madame Miho Shitori and her team in preparing this excellent this meeting. I would just, if I may, Mr. Chair, just echo the comments made by my EU colleague as well as my Guatemalan colleague regarding the timely distribution of the reports. Indeed, the report for this particular meeting was completed, I believe, several months ago, and it would be, I think, preferable to see such reports be perhaps directly circulated to those that have been present. Perhaps that would be a good way to address some of the lacuna or the gaps that exist in terms of recognition of the and awareness of the reports themselves. Thank you very much.